Nor author or co-author of this presentation, the author is Gunnar Höfer, but unfortunately he can't be here today, and because we are colleagues at the same institute in Hanover, Institute of Soil Science, he asked me to present his results and I agreed. Regionalization of subsoil compaction on the field scale is still an open problem. We heard in the previous presentation that subsoil compaction is a serious threat to agricultural soils, and it's important to have an idea of the spatial distribution of compaction over fields. If you make selective and specific measurements, you represent only the local state of compaction, but you ignore the spatial variability of the compaction and other soil physical properties. Specific or special investigations on the state of mechanical stresses in the lab, that can be done in the lab, are not very helpful for regionalization because very work intensive and so on. And last but not least, reliable alternative probes to describe the state of compaction have not been accessible until now. So the objectives of the research were firstly to derive a diagnostic parameter from easily detectable data to define subsoil compaction. And secondly, to detect different degrees of subsoil compaction with non-destructive probing that can be done across a field. On this slide, we have a little bit of theory behind the idea. What is depicted is a soil before compaction on the left side of the slide, and you see the, let me say, normal soil structure in a distinct depth that results from the vertical stress component, which is given by soil bulk density times depth. This vertical stress is simply, or can simply be related to the horizontal stress component in the depth by an arbitrarily chosen factor they call the stress at rate coefficient. And if you have a soil before an additionally compaction, this factor should be below 1. After compaction and a collapse of the soil structure in the depth, this factor is greater than 1 because the horizontal stress component becomes or increased at that depth. And this KO factor is believed to be an easily derivable diagnostic factor for subsoil compaction. But how to parameterize this factor? This can be done, for example, by measuring soil bulk densities and calculating of vertical stresses and void ratio. And if you depict this in a graph like that, the vertical stress on a log scale, you should have a linear increase or decrease from soil surface to a deeper layer, which is linear if you have a normally compacted soil, but if you have a pre-compaction in the subsoil, then you have a picture like that. And they simply derived the KO factor by the ratio of B, that is the void ratio at the given vertical stress related to normal compaction, and A, the actual void ratio resulting from subsoil compaction. This is one way, but this is destructive and time consuming because you have to measure bulk densities. Another possibility is to evaluate this factor from soil penetration resistance measurements as depicted on the right side, and again relating B to A, and B is the actual penetration resistance of the compacted soil, and A is the theoretical penetration resistance resulting simply from increasing bulk density by increasing vertical stress. Now, on this slide, I show the location where the research was done. This is in the northern part of Germany, and they investigated two different sites, Rute site and Schellerton site, but in this presentation, I will concentrate mainly on the Rute site. This is an even area, agriculturally used area, with haplic Luvisol from Vaxillion less. And at this site, probing was done on a subarea of 42 times 70 meters on a grid of size 2 times 2 meters. And this results in 792 grid points where probings were done. One measurement they made is penetration resistance using a penetro logger, resulting in one value per centimeter, and there is a typical depth distribution of penetration resistances. The other measurements they made were done with a probe, the EM38 probe, that measures apparent electrical conductivity. And apparent electrical conductivity is thought to be an easily measurable proxy, maybe to or helpful to regionalize the subsoil compaction. Now some results. Firstly, a transect over the subarea that was measured showing the depth function or the 2D depth distribution of measured penetration resistance. You can see the increase of penetration resistance with depth, and you can see the typical subsoil compaction in the plow layer, and what's the most important, you can see the heterogeneous distribution of penetration resistances comparing the measurement points in the horizontal direction. That means high spatial variability of penetration resistances in certain soil depths. On this slide, you can see the KO factor, this diagnostic factor, they have calculated at two different sites, Rute and Schellerton. I concentrate on Rute, as I said, from bulk density measurements and penetration resistance measurements. And you see for both sides that the factors evaluated from different measurements are highly significantly correlated linearly. You have not the same factors by two different measurements, but highly correlated factors. And so it's concluded that the KO factor is a consistent factor, what is indicated by the linear behavior between factors estimated from two different measurements. And in the following, the KO factor estimated from penetration resistance measurements is used as an indicator for subsoil compaction. Now, how to regionalize the subsoil compaction? As I said, apparent electrical conductivity measurements are used to do this. On this slide, on the left-hand side, you see a distribution of measured electrical conductivities over the subarea. Interpolation was done by point reaching based on an isotropic variogram shown on the left side. You see, or we can see, that the electrical conductivity is structured in space. That means there are subareas of high electrical conductivity, the red colored, and medium and low electrical conductivities. And these are structure, that means there is a structure in this measurement, a spatial structure. Oh yes, it changed. The next step was that they have chosen randomly 10 grid points in one of the electrical conductivity classes. They have classified from high to low conductivity, and for example, the blue color, the low conductivity class, they choose, have chosen four, 10 points, and then they averaged the measured penetration resistances of these 10 points to get an average penetration resistance depth function. And then, for a distant depth increment from 35 to 40 centimeters, what is typically the plow layer in this soil, they calculated an average KO factor. You can see they average over 5 centimeters. And this, for example, is a typical example for a pre-compacted soil. And then, if you compare, for example, two classes of electrical conductivities, class 4, low conductivity, class 1, high conductivity, you have different KO factors. In class 4, the low conductivity class, the factor is lower than in the other class with high electrical conductivities. And this is interpreted that electrical conductivity is an indicator for high or low subsoil compaction. And so the final conclusions are, on apparently homogeneous lush sites, the EC values vary considerably, as shown. Regionalization with EC measurements allows an easy and rapid definition of subplots for detailed investigation, for example, to average the penetration resistance measurements. The mechanical strength measured at subplots indicate that locations with high EC have in general higher penetration resistances. And so the KO factor, which is behind the PR values, seems to be a diagnostic factor which can be regionalized based on the EC measurements. And they have also tested the dependence of these factor on the soil water contents and found that the factor is water content dependent, but the rank order between pairs of EC and KO measurements remains consistent. And last but not least, up to now all investigations were performed on homogeneous lush soils, and more research has to be done to know more about the applicability of this concept to other soils. Thank you very much for your attention.